The security of my people is not as such as good as it used to be before, because these days it has become an habit for police officers from Mangalten to attack our people. They arrest them with no reason. They beat them, reaching at an extent of injuring some of my people. So I'm not happy with that.
How many incidences have you so far recorded in your office as the chairman of Ugandan community?
So far, we've recorded more than 10 incidents where our people were taken at Mangalten without proper reasons. They are tortured from there. Then after they are made to pay fine, after that, they are released. But when they have left them with wounds, then we suffer when we are taking them to pay for hospital bills and other things.
When your people are taken to Mangalten, which is the police station here in Bor town, what do they tell these particular people who are always arrested and fined?
For them, I think it's an habit. Once you are taken to Mangalten, you are not supposed to talk anything, but the first thing they do, you are beaten seriously so that they can scare you. In case they are to take money from you, it can be easy for them to collect money from you.
So have you been reporting this to the authorities, like the office of the mayor, the office of the commissioner of police, or maybe the inspector general, the inspector of Bor town police? Have you reported these cases to them, and what have been their reactions and response to all this?
These cases have been taken to the Brigadier General of Police, Mr. John Ajang. We've been taking these reports about Mangalten. He tried to talk to them, but still there is no change.
Now, what is next? What do you think should be done next to make sure this crime is brought to an end?
So now what we are planning to write to the governor of Jongole State so that we can meet him. Then we see the way forward, how we can get rid of these people who are torturing us, reaching at an extent of even beating a chairman of the community because he's defending his people from being beaten.
When you were beaten, why were you beaten?
They were trying to beat people on the streets because yesterday they came to streets trying to beat people, arrest and beat. Then I told them, this is not a good thing. In case someone has got a case, please arrest him. He hasn't resisted. Take him to police, but do not beat him from here. What the police officer who was commanding by then, he replied with beating also the chairman.
So how many of your people now, the business people, members of Ugandan business community, have been arrested and are still in the custody of the police at Mangalten?
Mangalten has got no custody. They are issued once they take you. You are beaten and they request money from you. That's all. Then they release you.
So if you were to estimate how much money has so far been taken from your people?
The money, I cannot estimate it because they ask different prices. Today they can ask, they can take someone, they request for 3,000, they can request for 5,000, just all of this.
Your process of writing to the governor of Jongole State might be very important. So when do you get to meet the governor?
The governor, we are writing to him today so that he can fix a program for us, so that we can meet him, then we talk about these issues.
What is the business like? The business of the Ugandan community here in Bor?
The business of the Ugandan community in Bor is to make sure that all Ugandans are united, their businesses are moving on well without any interference, and we represent the government of Uganda here in Jongole.
As you represent the government of Uganda here in Jongole, have you also consulted your embassy in regards to all these crimes being perpetrated against you people?
This is our habit. Always when we write to any official here in Jongole, we make sure that we forward one copy to our embassy in Juba.
So what has been the response of the embassy in Juba, Ugandan embassy in Juba?
Our embassy in Juba, there is time even they sent a representative here to talk to the governor, because we had one of our person who was arrested and taken to the prison there without even taking her to court. Then the issues were solved. They promised to give security to us and other things, but there is no change up to date. The representative told us that the governor has told him that he will ensure our security in Jongole State. We will get no disturbances. But now there is nothing which we are seeing according to what he said.
For how long has this been happening?
This now has just worsened these past few months, which are, because now it is just keeping on worsening.